Final Whistle Weekly with ex-Spurs and England football international Gary Stevens, powered by Tyvisa.com and Inspire Media.
Welcome to Final Whistle, a weekly football review show recorded here in Thailand. It looks at the big games of the English Premiership, international matches, and also a closer look at what's happening with Thai football. It's broadcast on Tyvisa.com, Inspire, DanAboutThailand.com, and radio shows throughout Thailand. I'm Dan Cheeseman, enjoying a coffee actually with Gary Stevens here at the Coffee Club Bangkok. Gary, you're going to join me on the show each week. Perhaps you can tell people a little bit about your background and pedigree.
Yes, I will. But first of all, I want to thank you very much for the coffee. It's been a long time since you last bought me a coffee. So thanks for putting your hand in your pocket. I appreciate that.
First time. I hope I can expense it as well later. So Gary, you're Mr. Football. Tell me about how it all started.
Well, I think it goes back to as young as 4 or 5 years of age. The dream was always to play top flight football and to play for my country. And it was a long road. That road is far too long to tell you all about at this moment in time. But as the weeks go by, we'll touch on different parts of it. But from a schoolboy when I was at Ipswich Town Football Club, I moved on to Brighton and Hove Albion Football Club as an apprentice and then a professional. Played at Spurs. Played a number of times for England as well, and eventually played for a brief time at Portsmouth Football Club at the end of my career. So it was a fantastic time, and I did pretty much everything that I hoped and dreamed about doing as a footballer.
Okay, and now you're in Thailand. Perhaps we should tell people what you're doing over here.
Well, I was fortunate enough to come over to Thailand as the head coach of Army United. That was approaching 5 years ago now. And not only did I spend time at Army United, but also at Port FC. I've loved the country so much that I've had the opportunity to stay here. It allows me to go to Malaysia and cover the English Premier League for Astro Supersport in Malaysia, based in Kuala Lumpur. And not only that, I can now do Final Whistle with you.
Great. And I'm really looking forward to picking your brains over the coming weeks. Now, you mentioned Spurs. I know Spurs have got a big match coming up this weekend, and their stadium looks fantastic. So I want to find out a bit about that. But there were some international matches that have just gone, and England scored 5 goals in 2 matches. What's your thoughts?
Well, England have done fantastically well under Gareth Southgate since he took over a couple of years ago. And it's a difficult time for the clubs at the moment in England, as it is throughout Europe and around the world, because the clubs lose their players for international matches. So there's been a bit of a break from the club football. But zooming back in on England, to play their first 2 qualifying games for Euro 2020 and win them both 5-0 against the Czech Republic and 5-1 against Montenegro has just been outstanding.
Mm. Now, are they lesser teams, or is it England just performing very well? A little fact that we got from one of our producers, actually, it was the last time England scored 5 goals back-to-back was back in 1984, by the way, when it was Bobby Robson, and you played for Bobby Robson as well.
Well, football has definitely changed, and it will continue to change and evolve, and there'll be cycles. And those 2 games you mentioned, which were qualifying games for the World Cup in Mexico 86, I came on as a substitute in the one against Turkey in Istanbul when we won 8-0. And I said there and then that I would be very surprised if England ever won a game 8-0 again as in a qualifying situation. And under Gareth Southgate now, it looks like England can score goals for absolute fun. I think you have to realise that the gulf between the very best international sides and the outside ranked sides has definitely stretched. And maybe that is why we are seeing the top nations really dominating when they play the lower ranked countries.
So I guess going back to my first question, should we expect really to see England winning by such margins with lesser teams now?
Yeah, I think so is the answer. But I think the most important thing for me at the moment is with this England side, they are playing as if they're a club side. There's a real togetherness within the squad. There has been times, and I think when I was an international player with England, there were times where the squad was a little bit divided. You had your group of Manchester United players sat having breakfast over there, and the group of Spurs players sat having their breakfast here, and you know, the players from different clubs not really intermingling as much as they should and as much as you obviously did at club level. And it seems to me that, again, all credit to Gareth Southgate, the England coach, he has united the players, whether they're from Liverpool, whether they're from Manchester City, from Manchester United, Spurs, wherever, and he's brought that club spirit and togetherness in.
Well, let's see where it takes England. But I want to move on now, because there's some big Premiership games coming up, and probably the notable one for me is Liverpool v Spurs. What's your feelings on that match?
Yeah, well, that's the last game of the Saturday and Sunday fixtures out here in Southeast Asia. Of course, it's going to be early hours of Monday morning. Yeah, it's a huge game for Liverpool and Spurs for different reasons. Coming into this weekend, of course, Liverpool are top of the league, Spurs are third. You know, Liverpool have their rivalry with Manchester City as to whether they can win the league for the first time in absolutely decades. Manchester City play earlier in the weekend away at Fulham, so you expect them to win. That means that Liverpool have to beat Spurs. I'm hoping that Spurs can win because I want Spurs to finish at least third in the table and qualify for the Champions League next season. So even in that short little burst, you can see how many mathematical permutations there are still with, what, about eight games for everybody still to play.
Now, I'm a Spurs fan. I'm sweating because it looked like Spurs had third place in the bag and then they've had a series of results that have not gone their way. And I just wonder, with the Liverpool and Man City match, that we could find Spurs dropping out of the top four. Do you think that's likely?
Well, it is a real threat for Spurs at the moment. But what I would say is that Spurs' form of late has been very disappointing, in that their last four games they've been beaten three times and drawn one. But every club has a bad run of form, and I just think that Spurs will come out of this little bad run fairly quickly. I think they would take a point if they could get a draw at Anfield at the weekend. Of course they would, because, you know, Liverpool are a great side. But I think Spurs will come out of this, and I think Spurs will finish in the top four, yes.
Let's hope so. Any other matches that spring to mind over the weekend?
Well, another one that's important is obviously Manchester United. They play at home against Watford. You know, Watford are having a fantastic season, but Manchester United under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, they've just lost their first Premier League game under his management. So he needs to come out of that quickly, and I think he will. And of course, Manchester United have ambitions of finishing in the top four. So that is certainly a big game, and in Southeast Asia, Manchester United are hugely well supported.
Let's stay over in Asia and Thailand. So you managed two football clubs in the Thai Premiership. What happened there?
Well, I had a great time. I think I did a good job as well. You know, I believe when I left Army United and also when I left Port, I had fulfilled my duties as a coach because I had improved players. I had improved the teams as well. But, you know, when there's owners of football clubs, they have a big say in how the club is run. It's their club. They're putting a lot of money in, and I went in and did a good job, and the owners felt that it was time that they appointed somebody differently. So I respect that entirely. I probably didn't respect the fact that at the second club, which was Port FC, when I was actually sacked, I'd been told there was a board meeting coming up on the Sunday, and my position was one of the subjects of that meeting. But they actually sacked me by a WhatsApp message. I thought maybe they could have done it face to face, but good to see Port now at the right end, the top end of T1 in Thailand.
Okay, there's so many questions I want to ask you, but I guess that will have to wait for another show, especially some of the issues that you find in Thai football and how some of the Thai cultures are impacting or perhaps holding back the development of the game. But I'm going to have to park it there because unfortunately we're coming to the end of the show. Gary, if anyone wants to follow you on social networks, what are your accounts that you're on?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Gary Stevens UK. I'm also on Instagram at Gary Stevens UK. And of course, you can find me on Facebook as well.
Okay, thanks for your time. Look forward to how this show develops. See you next week. Thanks everyone for tuning in to Final Whistle. See you again. Swaddy Cup, Gary Stevens.
Thank you, Swaddy Cup.
Final Whistle Weekly with Gary Stevens, a Tyvesa.com and Inspire Media production.